is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
The Meat Improv.
Hello and welcome to the Meat Improv. Best of 2018 Slabtacular with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabor.
This is our second best of episode of 2018. This is our third year doing this damn stuff.
Yeah.
We had a great year.
Really great year.
New guests, big guests.
Saw the world.
I think, yes, went to Europe.
Taught some workshops.
Taught a bunch of workshops,
made
got
some
better
new
at this, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like we've got a... So I had a student the other day be like, I started listening to your podcast from episode one. I was like, oh, that's good, but maybe go the other way.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
We're definitely getting a little bit better at this.
Listen to the early ones for the stories.
Yeah. We were just little babies back then.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's not even completely true, but we've definitely gotten better, I think. We want to also, before we get into it, say thank you to you, the listener, for giving us an audience and a reason to do this. We appreciate all your feedback. Some of you selected some of these scenes that you'll be hearing today.
Yeah, thanks for reaching out to us.
We appreciate all of it. Improv's a pretty niche thing, so anyone that listens to this, wherever you are, we have a listener in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Hello to that. I'm assuming there's just one of you.
Yeah, hello.
But hello to you. I don't know. It's been a really fun year. Couldn't do it without all you guys listening and telling your friends. If you really like the show, rate us and review us in the iTunes store. Tell people about it, your other improv nerds. We appreciate all the help we can get. Mm-hmm. And without further ado, let's just get into the best of 2018.
Let's kick it off.
Here's a story from Paul Rust and Michael Cassidy. Not a story. Here's a little section from Paul Rust and Michael Cassidy's show. Together, they're Don't Stop or We'll Die. Individually, they're also powerhouses in their own rights. What a fun episode. Here's a scene about Spielberg and his many hats. I'm talking real shit. Would you ever wear clothes with your name on it? I feel like I'd feel so weird about that.
No, it's like a band that wears, like, the bassist for Metallica would wear a Metallica shirt. And it's like, I get it, you were the fan who got to be bassist after the other one died, but come on, man. Or when, we love Spielberg, but, like, he wears the caps for the movie he's making while he's making it. It's so adorable.
The thing you get in the swag... After the movie comes out, he's wearing it in behind the scenes photos.
Yeah.
Improv! Ah, dang it! Honey, have you seen my Ready Player One hat? I've got a shoot today, and I can't find
Steven. Steven, you don't need the hat to direct. It's not essential. It's not an essential
part. I need it. It's my lucky hat for this movie. Where is it?
Just wear any hat. Wear the E.T. hat.
I'm going to wear E.T. hat to Ready Player One.
I don't know.
Forget what I'm doing. I'll direct them to phone home. Where's my hat?
Know where your hat is.
It's crazy.
Maybe just get another one at the studio or something. Go barehead.
Go barehead. I haven't gone barehead in 30 films, okay? I need... My Ready Player One hat. Where is it?
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
So, Mr. Spielberg, you want us to put the light over here for the... Yeah? I gotta say,
Yeah?
I don't trust you.
Oh, shit.
Where's your... Ready Player One hat.
I don't know. I can't find it, okay? I got this Ready Player One jersey. Oh. I thought I would...
Are you even the director of this movie?
That's what I was telling my stupid... That's what I was telling my...
Stupid what? Stupid what?
She's not
You're gonna
stupid.
Say
I
wife.
Was,
You're gonna say your stupid wife. Spielberg would never
my
talk.
Hat, I'm lost. I'm lost, okay?
You know what?
Know.
Go back to your stupid wife and tell her you're looking for that hat, because I'm not going to take one direction from you. One direction. An idea of a CD I should buy later.
Stay on point.
Sorry, Pat.
Stay on point.
Yeah, get that light up there.
Mr. Spielberg, I ain't putting up one light until Ms. Kate Capshaw
Mr. Spielberg, can I talk to you for a second?
Okay. Yeah.
Look, I got you some hats. They're not a Ready Player One hat, but Wardrobe's got you a few hats just to get you by.
What are these?
These are just other hats, okay? We got to work with what we have here on set. We're on set. Okay, here. Look, I've got an old hat. This is a Rainbow Bright hat.
Rainbow Bright hat?
You can take this hat. This is an E.T. hat. You made E.T.
I know, but if I put that on, I'll be in my E.T. mind.
Oh, look, a Jurassic Park 3 hat. Oh, no. Look, you're going to have to wear one of these hats, or you're going to go barehead all day.
I'm not going
Everyone's
barehead.
Talking about hashtag barehead.
Oh, no, they're talking about it? All right.
Yeah. Look, when is your wife bringing this hat?
I don't know.
Look,
me.
I have to do wardrobe for your movie, you numb nerd.
I'm losing control of
Sir,
this.
You want me to hang this light just because you're wearing a Jurassic Park hat with 3 scratches on it?
Yes.
Hey, yeah. Don't you get scratched by 3 dinosaurs?
Yes. Yeah. Hang that light and bring in 3 dinosaurs, okay?
What? This is Ready Player One. There's no way a dinosaur could appear.
Now, where's the cup of water that'll shake when the dinosaur comes in?
Sir, you told us to dump that cup of water.
This is my mind. Give me that Jaws hat.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I know what we need. We need a bigger boat.
Wait a minute. I see what's happening here. Here, give him this hat for Jaws 2.
Okay. The shark is back. And the survivor, Robert Shaw, he's got to go fight the shark again. That's what's got to happen. So they'll go into the video game and they'll find a second shark in there.
Oh no, a Schindler's List hat fell on his head.
Okay.
We cut to the Spielberg meeting with the 3 studio heads of Ready Player One.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of tough symbolism in that.
Wow.
Yeah. We were expecting a film version of the novel Ready Player One. And you know we love you, Steven.
Yes.
We love you. You.
Yes,
you're a genius.
You. Yep. You are an unparalleled force in film.
That's right.
This movie is...
Thank you.
But when... When we signed up for a Ready Player One movie, we weren't expecting a sort of mashup of Jaws and Schindler's List.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We didn't want a black and white film except for
a red shark.
Pac-Man. The red
there
shark.
There is some Ready Player One elements in there, sure. You have Pac-Man chasing Donatello for a moment. But it's running past that girl in the red jacket.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a velociraptor who's taking a dump. Steven, come on.
Steven, why the dump?
A novelty force dump hat fell on my head.
Blame everything on the hat, Steven?
Why are all these hats falling on your head?
Animating that shot cost this studio $500,000.
Look, we're going to hire somebody to keep those hats off your head. A person whose sole responsibility is to bat away the hats before they fall on your head.
That sounds good. That's
so you can't
good.
Get confused.
Good. Great. And I'm not going bareheaded?
Well, we don't have a Ready Player One hat around here.
And the condition this movie's in, I'm not sure we should print any.
Let's get you back out to set.
Bareheaded?
Hashtag bareheaded.
Hashtag bareheaded.
Why is it hashtag?
You've got to use what's inside of you, Steven. It was never the hat. Okay, back to set for you, my boy.
It's such an honor to meet you. I am happy to do anything on this film. If it's batting hats off your head or getting you coffee or whatever it is.
You're only supposed to bat hats off my head. Do not get me coffee.
But if you want coffee, I'll get it for
you. Don't get me coffee. Just bat
hats. Hey, what was it like working with Dreyfus?
He's pretty good. I mean, he's a cocky little kid, but he's got a lot of energy.
Cocky kid. That's what I heard. Everyone in Hollywood says Dreyfus is a cocky kid. All right.
Okay, well, you didn't hear it from me.
I won't tell. All right. So we're doing the race scene.
Okay, the race scene. Great.
Excuse me. I just want to give you a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hot air balloon going by the filled with hats for Spielberg movies, and it's
what? Why?
It's losing air and it's whipping hats all over the place. So you're gonna have your hands full today.
Yeah. Oh yeah, look, it's kind of descending near the stage. We should do this now.
All right, let's get let's get going. All right, the race scene. This is the scene where they figure out go backwards.
Don't need a hat. Don't need a hat to do it. All right.
Hey, Mr. Spielberg, give me directions. what should I do when they call action?
All right. When I call action, I want you to run up to that car. Okay?
Close Encounters head car. Flips onto the director's head.
And you're going to be worried that the car might be sentient. Okay?
What?
So...
Sorry, I was gone.
That car is your ticket out of here. Okay, it's your ticket out of the video game.
You gotta back drive. On course.
Okay.
You gotta drive.
You worried
car.
Me there for a moment when that Close Encounters hat fell on your head. You gave me some direction that. That was opposite of Ready Player
One. The hero is within me. I'm honing it. Bareheaded.
Great.
The car's gonna get you out, but you're driving a virtual car, right?
Sure.
It's part of the video game.
The war horse hat.
Oh, God. And you have a relationship with this car because you went to war with it.
Went to war?
Oh, no.
I can't reach. I can't
get away. Here, I'll lift you up.
And the car dies at the end.
Pop. Oh, more horse. Spoiler.
Dies, but it dies. No, it should turn over right away. You should be able to start the car
and
right
action.
Away.
Action.
What? What am I? War horse. I won a war? Is that what you said? I want a war?
Zoom in? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Drive in. What's he doing?
Oh, boy. I'm just driving this car into a horse.
Click, clock, click, clock.
And we cut to the premiere. The end. Oh, my God.
Yay. Roses, roses for you, Mr. Spielberg. Yeah. We loved it.
It was sort of like Spielberg's Little Mickey in a way.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Spielberg, I know you want to get to the after party, but we have to ask you, is this your Little Nicky?
You know what? Yes.
Wow. Is this Little Nicky?
Mr. Spielberg, what gave you the courage to go bareheaded tonight? Hashtag bareheaded.
Well, you know, I didn't feel comfortable at first. As you know, I like to wear a hat for the movie I'm shooting.
Yeah.
Lincoln hat falls on his head.
And then I realized that in order for us to make a movie, we had to come together as a studio and as a country. And so I thought that
is he doing an impression right now?
What is that?
Let me tip this hat off of his head.
Beautiful. And I thought that if I wanted to make my Little Nicky, I'd have to do it bareheaded.
Wow.
Otherwise, the hat would be making Little Nicky. And I couldn't find a Little Nicky hat.
All right.
That one made me sweaty.
Oh, very sweaty.
We don't know which one just played, dear listener, but it made me sweaty.
Certainly. Most things do. Coming up next is a scene from Kimia and Talia. This was a truly excellent episode.
Yeah. So my first time meeting Kimia.
Yeah. And Talia... I was going to say friend of the podcast because she's been on a couple of times.
Yeah.
But I hope everybody's a friend of the podcast.
Yeah. We only made a few enemies of our guests.
This involves Kimia talking about her parents sort of planning for their eventual passing and what that entails, planning for a funeral. And, you know, Josh is looking for somebody to help and he's stuck with me again.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah.
I forgot about this one. I'm talking real shit.
Because they love to... Okay, so Persian families love to provide for their kids forever. So you could like live at home forever and they'd pay for everything forever.
What?
So, yeah, that's a thing. That just happens.
So lovely.
But anytime they come visit, they come once a month. Now they live in Vegas. But they'll like try to give me money and I'm like, no, you guys, I'm fine. And they're like, take it. This is all yours anyway, because we're going to die and it's all yours. So they like,
oh,
And then they sometimes out of nowhere, my mom will be like, we bought plots for ourselves, so you don't have to worry about that. We know where we're getting buried. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Pass the peas.
Thanks, mom. Yeah. They're like, we have a will, you know? And then anytime they buy a new house, they're into real estate now that they're old. Oh. They're like buying homes. And they're like, we bought you another house for when it's all yours when
oh
we die.
My
like,
God. Okay.
All right.
Improv!
Come in.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, sorry to bug you so late at night.
It's late. What's up?
Yeah. You know, you came over for the Super Bowl party the other week, whatever. That was pretty fun, right?
Yeah, it was a great. It was a great party.
Do you? I just thought maybe it might be good if we talked about my affairs after I pass. I see the look in your eye.
Yeah.
I've gotten this a couple other times. I just get this part out of the way. You are my closest friend. This would mean a lot to me if we could just go through
okay.
just what I, my wishes and what I would like to.
It's 2:30 in the morning on a Tuesday. Well, you know,
death strikes fast, you know?
Okay.
They can.
Why don't you just give it to me quick? Come and get off the front porch.
Thank
Come
you.
On in. Sit down real quick, but keep your voice down because, you know, Rebecca's sleeping.
Night owl. I thought she was a night owl. Whatever. Sorry. Sorry.
That's okay. Maybe you should work on listening to me when I talk if we're such close friends, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I've upset you. Listen, tell me. I get it. People get scared about death all the time. Tell me your affairs, but just make it quick. I have to be up early and yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting you. I'm cranky. Okay.
Yeah. I've already got a plot picked out. Forest Lawn Cemetery. If you don't mind just arranging that.
Okay. It sounds like these are your wishes, not your affairs aren't in order. These are affairs, just your hopes wishes. And dreams of what happens after you die.
Yeah. I would like you to handle. Okay. Everyone I turn to for this is just like, they think I'm worrying too much. They think I don't have, they think that I'm like somehow being a fucko about it. I'm not trying to be a fucko.
I would never call you a fucko.
Okay. Well, okay?
I would never call you a fucko. I think you're being too overly cautious. You're a 30-year-old man. You're fine. You're in good
31.
Health. 31. I'm sorry. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And
thank you. You're the first person to wish me that. And it was technically yesterday. So
I meant to text you. That's not the point. The point is you don't have to worry about this shit.
You kind of do.
Like, maybe you're going to get married. Maybe you're going to have kids. Like, they're going to worry about it. I don't think we need to go through all of this. Come back to me in 15 years.
Cut to Josh's apartment.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. I was talking to Talia. She said you needed somebody to help you with your affairs.
I'm good.
No, don't close the door just yet.
Jesus, Tyler.
I'm here.
You
I'm
just
here
left
at your service.
What's that?
I'm here at your service to help you with your affairs. Look, I thought, I saw that plot you got. I figure, nuzzle one up right next to you. Huh? Huh? Couple of pals.
Come on, man. Maybe we could talk about this tomorrow work in the morning. I want to see you in.
Death strikes quick. That's what Talia said. You said to her, death strikes quick.
I did say that.
I mean, we got to look out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not looking so good. I'm not looking so good. Death could strike at any moment. Now, I found a place that they will hire, you know, like seat fillers at the Oscars for your funeral, right? You know.
I don't think I'll need seat fillers.
Well, you might. I was at your Super Bowl party. A little slim pickings there, right? So I figure we'll go into it together. We'll get people to come to our funeral, right? Donate our money to a local dog shelter because you and me, we're not getting hitched, am I right?
Quit saying you and
low
me.
Sperm count, a couple of guys.
How do you know my sperm count? I never shared my sperm count with you.
Do you want somebody who helps you with your affairs get in order or not? Okay.
I was hoping that I tell you one of my real friends
he said,
he
said for 31, you look 87. You're 31 going on 87. Okay. I'm here to help.
I know all this. I know.
So do I. Why are you frustrated? I'm here to help you.
cut to say yes to a wedding. office buildings. Hi. Jake and Josh, you guys are hired me as your funeral planner, I guess. I just want to hear some of the ideas you guys have kicking around. My assistants here, Annabella, we normally do weddings, but you know, Tyler, you seem so persistent on the phone about hiring
Death can strike at any minute and we don't want to wait.
Ooh, I'll write that down.
Thank you. We were thinking Dark Knight theme.
Okay. So a lot of candles. A little vampire.
He's talking about Batman.
I'm in the wedding business. I don't know those references. Yeah.
I know that one. Okay. I could get in on it if you want.
Okay, great. Yeah.
You said there was gonna be free subs at this place.
Yeah.
Huh? I said you'd get a sub for free. I didn't say there'd be free subs. I'll buy you a sub after.
Hey, we're not a couple or anything, so.
Okay.
But if you guys have like a coffin that has like a sidecar coffin, like I've seen it with motorcycles.
Very Dark Knight.
Yeah, Very Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, these two get us.
No, not
who's
me.
In a sidecar? Dark Knight.
You know.
Robin? He's Robin.
Yeah, Robin, yeah. Rides in a sidecar. Thank you. With Batman.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't remember that scene.
Just the Christian Bale one?
No.
The other Dark Knight?
No, it's way better.
Yeah. I said Dark Knight because that's the popular one, but I was talking Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm. With Clooney?
Yes, the Clooney version. Yeah.
So you do know.
Oh my God, look at me.
I'll go back to writing.
Yeah, thank you.
Please step down. Yeah. Thank you.
So some sort of suit that we could be buried in, preferably one with... nipples.
I do not want to be buried with you, Tyler.
What?
Tyler, we're not friends, we're coworkers, okay?
Oh, listen, we see this all the time.
He's getting cold
couples
feet.
Come in here, absolutely. You get cold feet. Yep. You get a little anxious.
Yeah.
I want to get my affairs in order, and I wanted to kind of guilt my neighbor, Talia, into hanging out with me on my birthday. I texted her all day long and said, guess what today is? Guess what today is? Oh, okay. Stuff like that.
Sounds very my best friend's wedding-y.
Yeah. It also sounds irrelevant.
It's not, because he glomped onto this info about I'm planning my funeral, and now he went to wedding planner, which is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard, to plan a funeral. You'd think you'd go to a funeral home or to the place, Forest Lawn, where I circled it on the...
I talked to them. They knew nothing. They didn't have an assistant who knew about the Dark Knight. They didn't want to plan anything. I said, how many bats can you release? And they were like, what are you talking about?
How many bats can you release? Just out of, I guess we're in this.
We have a lot of doves that we could paint black.
We can paint all the doves we've got black.
Yeah.
That's a great solution. That's why you get paid the big bucks.
See, well, this is incredible. Great.
I've been in the business a long time.
Great.
Almost 3.5 years.
Wow.
Well, I don't really anticipate needing these services, but...
Oh, but it sounds so fun. I'm looking at all the notes. It looks like a really fun funeral.
Yeah, it'll be a fun funeral.
You should have it.
See? What do you say?
I can call someone about those nipple suits.
Yeah.
I didn't request it. It looked at me like that was going to be a treat.
We love to just like get to know a little bit about your relationship.
Yeah.
It helps us plan it better.
Yeah.
You guys seem very in love.
Yeah.
Love is what I was going to say.
Yeah, very much in love. Yeah. I know it doesn't look like it right now. He's being a little bit of a corpzilla, but soon enough, we're going to be hand in hand for all of time.
Did you just call me a corpzilla?
Yeah.
It's very cute.
Does that work?
Cute. I am not a corpzilla. I'm not a corpzilla. He's the guy that works at the counter at the Jiffy Lube. And the only reason he got that job is because he actually got caught under a car one time when he came in to get an oil change. So we gave him a job in lieu of a lawsuit. That's his story. Okay. I'm not a corpzilla just because I don't want to be best friends with the unfriendables. All right. Now, if you don't mind, I will see you later.
Oh no. Oh my God.
It's happening.
Welcome back. Here's a scene from a very recent episode with
Mikey Stevens.
Yes, sorry.
And Hannah Garces.
A very fun episode. Mikey's story. Speaking of stories, that's a fucking story.
Yeah.
That is a hell of a story on that one. I don't know why we tried to single out stories earlier.
Yeah.
Because there are good ones on each episode, I feel like. But Mikey's, a very relevant story. Mm-hmm. And here's a scene. One of my personal favorites of the entire year. This is a scene about the Rat Pack and their obsession with, well, someone you know. I'm talking real shit. Is your grandma Midwestern?
No.
At all? Okay.
She's from here.
Okay.
And like she grew up in LA and like it's so funny. She like she had a cool life and her parents were like Norwegian immigrants or whatever. And like, her mom was the cook for Samuel Goldwyn, MGM. Yeah. And isn't that crazy? And so she like lived in LA and she would talk about things and be like, ugh, my friend Pat would drag me every Sunday to go watch Frank Sinatra sing at this radio station. I'm like, why? And she's like still bitter at her friend. Like, ugh, I had to go watch him all the time. It's like, Gene, that's cool. But it's very her. Like every time I call her and I ask how she's doing, it's always like, well, I'm above ground. That's her. Like, you know?
Great, yeah.
Yeah, she's great. Improv!
Oh, don't look now. God, Anna's gonna come over here and ask me to go see Frank Sinatra again. Just
are you, that sounds fun.
No, God, last
just
time
go.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I'd like to go to see Frank Sinatra. Are you
kidding it's me? The worst.
Hey, last gang.
Hey,
Hannah. Hannah.
Hi.
Hi, Anna. Hey, how's it going?
What are you up to this weekend?
Nothing.
Work. Probably.
Yeah.
Gotta repaint the deck and change the tires.
Me and Josh for sure are working, right? I think you're free.
What? I thought he said all three of us needed to come in.
That's amazing. Jake, I was going to say, if you wanted to come,
what?
We're going to go down to Hollywood and we're going to watch Frank Sinatra.
I think you need a third hand, right? Don't you need a third hand today?
No, we're pretty good. I mean,
honestly, we could probably do it with just me, to be honest. But
he's not going to take us out on his yacht again, is he?
What? He talked about it, and I think Dean was going
to
be there.
I'd love to go. I just kept to run the.
Dean Martin's going to be there again.
Yeah, and he was asking about you.
Yeah.
What? Jake, can I borrow him for a second?
Yeah, no problem.
What? What's the deal, man? We went out on a yacht. You didn't even tell us about that.
It wasn't such a big deal. We just hung out in the hot tub on the yacht.
Dean Martin, the king of roasts?
Yeah. And he did special personalized roasts. It was so
of you?
Annoying. Yeah, he did roasts of me. But it's like.
That's like the highest title. That means he loves you. Dean Martin loves you.
They only roast the ones they love.
Yeah, well, he must love me a ton because he just like kept roasting me and then was like, oh, you're a princess, be my bride, and like blah, blah, blah.
Wait, what?
Hey, what's that part?
He said,
are you saying the entire Rat Pack has a little crush on you?
I guess it's like Sammy Davis Jr. won't stop coming around my house.
What on earth? I'm sort of getting your point now. The Rat Pack has a bunch of crushes.
It just won't leave me alone.
Tell you what, I'd kiss Frank Sinatra.
Kiss all of them.
I'd kiss right on the
you letter. Think it's nice, but it's just like, oh, God. Just constantly, are you having a good time? Are you enjoying yourself? You want me to go down on you again? It's just like, blah. Blah.
You got a blowjob from Frank Sinatra?
Yes.
Couldn't possibly be.
You old know blue what? Eyes?
Yeah, well, they're not that great when they're looking up at you with your dick in his mouth. It's just like, come on, just let me relax a little bit. It's just
what's more relaxing than getting your dick sucked, man? What?
He's just like pampering me. It's like, feels like a lot of pressure to just like receive all of that. It's just, ugh. Ugh,
I was tired of standing 15 feet away by myself.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Do you want to come or not?
I don't have anything else going on.
Okay.
Just,
I'll tell you what, man. You can take my shift. I'll go down there and figure it out for myself. You don't want to go? I'll go.
Great. Yeah.
Great. Mike's going to come. Okay.
The hell?
Great.
What happened to me in that scenario? Aw. I got to watch the fruit stand?
Yeah. You and me are watching the fruit stand all weekend.
Aw.
It'll be fine.
I want to get a blowjob from old Blue Eyes.
You think you do, and then you won't take his finger out of your ass, and it's just like, God, I've come 8 times.
Cut to the boat. Oh, man. Well, hey there. Who's the new guy?
This is sweet. Hey.
Well, I have a... Who's this? Where's Jakey Poo?
Jake couldn't make it.
He couldn't make it. He's working. But this is Mike.
Yes. What the hell, Hannah?
I'm sorry, okay? I did my best.
I asked for Jake Jabor.
I know. He's working the fruit stand, and you know how he gets.
Mr. Nutter, I'm a huge fan. I love all your songs, and I just think you're really great. And I don't know if you'll have me.
What?
I don't know. I just, if you'll have me, I'd like to put my dick in your mouth.
Excuse me?
I'm, oh my God. Sorry. Michael, what the fuck?
What? No, oh my God. No. I'm sorry. I got the wrong idea.
No, that's not happening.
Yeah, no, because that's ridiculous.
You don't need to be spreading rumors about old Blue Eyes.
Okay.
You're absolutely right, sir.
How did you get that idea, Hannah?
I don't know. Okay, you two aren't hitting it off. Dino! Dean, come here.
Hey.
Hey, whoa.
Hey.
This is crazy.
That's right.
I'm a huge fan.
Where's Jake Jabor?
He couldn't make it, okay? But
we got a stack full of roasts.
We got the whole yacht ready the roast of Jake Jabor.
Yeah, I was going to roast him. Been keeping my hand in this glove with lotion in.
I don't want to be presumptuous, but...
Uh-huh. Where is he?
I'm a huge fan. Again, if you'll have me, I'd... No?
Hannah, who is this joker?
Okay, his name is Mikey, as I've said, and...
You don't want to stick your finger in my ass? Or, okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, Hannah, Michael? How does he know things like... why is he guessing things like that? Hannah?
Frank, Dean.
There's only one asshole where my finger wanders.
Guys, be cool. I'm on the level. Jake told me everything.
Okay,
Jake told you everything?
Michael? Yeah.
They like fingering Jake Jabor's butthole.
Why?
And Frank Sinatra loves suck... Sucking Jake Jabor's dick because he acts like he doesn't want it. Okay?
Oh.
Does that?
Oh. Okay? Got it. Yeah.
The Rat Sweet. Pack loves defiling Jake Jabor's body because he acts like he doesn't want it. Okay.
That's a little creepy.
And when we say roast, we're not just talking about jokes. We're talking spit roasting. Okay?
Okay.
And he gets that because he acts like he doesn't want it.
We spin him around.
Frank Sinatra's dick in Jake Jabor's asshole.
Crystal clear.
And Dean Martin's hard cock in Jake Jabor's mouth.
No, I got it.
Because he acts like he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, I just feel like I was being consensual and I was being like, hey, like, you know, like I know about the stuff, but like...
What is consensual? I've never heard that word.
It's what I was doing. Basically just like... You know, am I being rebellious because of...
Are you some weird feminist? Are you going to take your bra off and burn it? I don't...
What? I just want to hang in the hot tub and hang with all these movie stars and stuff. Look, I'm sorry. I'll go. This was a mistake.
Well, we're in the middle of the sea, so...
Jeez. All right,
in it.
Listen, I'll be cool around them. Right, I'm sorry.
It. No, you got it.
I don't feel like singing tonight.
Yeah. I don't feel like roasting either.
I don't feel like singing. You don't feel like roasting. Sammy's out of jokes. And songs. Let's sink the ship.
Let's sink it. Let's set it on fire.
No.
Huh?
You gonna murder suicide?
Where's Jake?
He's at the fruit stand.
We cut to the fruit stand. These bananas won't stop sucking my dick. Josh.
God. I get no love from none of these things.
This sucks. You guys duped me into this. Can't Jake Jabor go anywhere without getting his dick sucked?
Start acting like you can. And welcome back. Here comes a scene from our European tour. This is from Bristol.
Great city.
One of my favorite cities of the tour. It's a surprising one. I just never had been anywhere outside of London in England. With Monty Shaikh and John McInnes.
That's right.
This is a really fun show. Big old crowd. Great receptive audience.
Really super fun improv.
They have a great scene out there, too. The theater we performed at the next night was also awesome. Remember that?
Yeah, that was great. That house.
I think it's just called the Bristol Improv Theater.
Yeah, if
I
remember. That was really great.
Super fun city. Get out there. Go study at their university.
That's right.
go walk around their town. Here's a scene where I have a tiny wife. I'm talking real shit.
What was your dad's react? Was he like, was he upset that they didn't send you home early?
So mad.
Yeah, I bet.
He went like to the school and complained to the principal. But again, it was 1995 time, so there was no idea of suing people.
Sure.
He was just like shouting at my dad. When he gets angry, just shouts at people. Doesn't really solve problems. Like I remember I was playing football once, like in a grass, like a community grass bit, and went into a neighbor's garden. And I'd went in there like fairly regularly. So admittedly, the neighbor was like, no more, and was keeping the ball. And I was like very sad about this. And I went home. My dad was like, why are you crying? It was like, the neighbor kept the ball. And he just like went to that neighbor's house and yelled at them, walked in their house, got the ball, and walked home.
I think that's a good dad.
Yeah.
That is a good dad move. But now that I've grown older, I'd be like, I'd be the neighbor. I'd keep the ball, and I'd be furious with the man that walked in my house.
It's not your ball, though.
It's not my ball, but it's my garden.
Improv!
Don't you worry, sweetheart. I know that the neighbor took your jewelry, but I'm gonna give him
don't,
a talking to.
Don't no. do it. The neighbor is a robber, and don't get. They took my jewelry.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you want me to press charges like some sort of coward?
Yes, yeah.
No.
I was held up at gunpoint in the street. Stop calling them a neighbor.
Anyone who lives in my town's my neighbor. I'm a Christian man. Love thy neighbor.
No, this is not how you solve this problem.
This is how I solve a problem.
I don't even know where they live. They had a.
I do. They live in the old broken down shack in the corner.
Don't do it.
Them and all those junkies.
I was robbed.
Hey,
this is not a neighborly problem.
This is a dad thing, sweetheart.
Cut to the shack. Hey, honey, here's your jewels for today.
Oh, thanks.
I stole it off a little girl.
Oh, fancy little girl. You must have got it uptown.
Yeah. Knock, knock.
Why are they knocking? Nobody knocks here.
Knock, knock. We can see him through the broken window.
Oh. Now, listen here, Jack. I know you took my wife's jewelry, and I know you think she's a little girl. She is in her mid-30s, I'll have you know. She's just 4'10 and wears bows in her hair.
You sound like a fucking creep to me.
Oh, you don't call me a creep. You
your wife wears little bows and she's 4'10?
These men are nose-to-nose.
You get out of my house.
You took my wife's jewelry. Now, I'm a Christian man, and the seventh commandment says, thou shalt not steal. So just know that, Jack. And get these junkies out of here, too. They're annoying.
Hey, don't covet my neighbor's ass.
Neighbor's ass?
I assume that you're into my junkie friend's asses.
No, I'm not. I'm not a pervert.
Really?
Hey,
really?
My tiny wife, and there's nothing wrong with that.
We cut to a homeowners association meeting. Okay, thanks for everybody being here. It's been brought to my attention that there is a pervert in the neighborhood.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, we want it removed.
My wife's wedding ring was stolen.
Okay, you'll have your chance to speak, pervert.
I would prefer if he didn't have the chance to speak. He's okay, a pervert.
Can I get that seconded?
Second.
Okay, the pervert will not be speaking.
Speaking's all I can do.
Gag him.
Gag him. He'll be gagged.
I will not be gagged.
Okay, the next item on the agenda, the junkies would like a playground.
We would have fun.
Okay, do I hear a second for the...
Second.
Right. Second.
Junkies will be getting a playground.
You're the best counselor we've ever elected.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda. This is a... regarding bows. should...
I feel like he should be on gag for this.
Okay.
They're a way of keeping her hair out of her eyes. People okay. can wear bows.
Well, adults can wear bows. That's what you're arguing for?
Yes.
Okay. What do we feel?
Opposed.
Okay, second that.
Second.
Okay.
He's shooting up right now.
All right, unless there's anything else?
Yes? Yeah, propose an amendment.
Okay.
Let's take this guy's shit.
I already stole his wallet.
Oh, you think of everything.
Because 20 years later, it's like a news program expose. Yeah, I was in prison for 20 years for being a pervert, for crimes I didn't commit.
Oh.
No one bothered to check my wife's ID. Would have cleared that right up. And a lot of people would say I should sue the courts or
interesting.
Come back around and seek vengeance. But I just want to say to this man right here.
I am so sorry. I have cleaned
you
my life.
You don't get to be sorry. You are not a man of God.
All right,
I feel better.
Feel better?
Yep.
I have sobered up. I'm a different man now. I just want to apologize so much, so profusely.
It's really big. Really big.
Kind of takes the fun out of yelling at him.
Well, pervert, do you accept his apology?
Welcome back. This next scene features Joe Hartzler and Jack Allison, two of my favorite Twitch streamers. You can follow Jack AM on Twitch. I sincerely listen to it every day. It really, a lot of what we talk about in this episode.
Yeah.
I guess kind of begat Jack AM. And then Joe does a show called Live with Fartzler. Here's a scene about a job interview where we see if you're woke enough.
Well, I think your qualifications look great, and I think you would really be a good fit here to join the team here at Hammerstein Meyer.
That's great music to my ears.
Absolutely, you know, and you know, I know you're ready to start right away and everything. I just wanted to check in before we move any further. Do you have any opinions people might find like objectionable? Basically, do you hold any opinions personally that people might be upset by?
Do I have personal opinions?
Yeah. Do you have any personal opinions, just at all, actually, on anything? Can we just sort of like, can we run through as much as we can? It's best now for us to run through every opinion that you might hold, just in case, in case it might upset people.
Sure. I mean, yeah, go ahead. Shoot. Yeah. I'm not going to.
Okay. So,
I feel like even if I did, like if I tweeted something or if I did something, I could just say like these opinions are my own.
So here's the thing with the tweets, right? It's interesting that you mentioned tweets, right? Mm-hmm. So originally we were looking through applicants' social media. Mm-hmm. And the issue that we ran into is that applicants were going back and deleting tweets. They were going back and deleting anything that might be controversial or upsetting or anything like that. And so, you know, that's obviously not going to work. We do need to know everything about the personal private life of every single person that works for us. And obviously that's a very important determinant factor in being able to hold down a job.
Okay.
So what's your least favorite race?
Wow.
I just on the scale of the entire thing, just on all of them. I mean, just because, and this answer will be taken into consideration here.
I don't have one.
You don't have one. So you dislike all races equally.
No.
Okay.
I don't judge a person's character by their race, right?
Okay.
I feel like, is this a trick? That's great?
That was great.
I thought maybe that was a trick question.
Are you familiar with the Voight Kampff test from Blade Runner?
No.
It's the test that they use to test whether replicants are replicants.
Oh, yes.
Basically, they ask them a number of upsetting questions, and it's not so as much about the answer so much as the response, the actual response that the replicant gives. Well, that's what this interview process is based on.
Okay. I think it'd be a good fit.
Are you an ally? Are you an ally?
Well, I feel like
you an ally
to like an LGBT ally? Yes.
Are you okay?
But what about an ally in like the white Nazis. Nationalists?
Are you an ally to the Nazis?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay. That's an interesting answer.
God, there's are such.
Do you
broad
not think
questions.
That every? Do you not think that everybody has a right to freedom of speech?
Do they have a right to freedom of speech?
Time is a determinant factor.
Yes, they do have a right to freedom of speech.
Everyone has a right to determine, so all free speech is the same.
There's a difference between free speech and like free...
All free speech is the same?
Acting on it.
All free speech is the same. And you think that you can run the IT department of a mid-level company if you can't answer off the top of your head whether hate speech should be as protected as all free speech? I mean, you're disgusting. You are disgusting.
I didn't say I was an ally to the Nazis. I very strongly disagree.
Okay,
if they wanted to tweet something disgusting, I think we could critique it.
Okay, well, my response to your response was part of the test, and you did pass.
Jesus,
nicely.
God.
You did pass nicely there.
These GoPros aren't on, right? I can't have it.
How many genders are there?
I'm going to go ahead and say I don't know. I am open to the idea that there are many
open to the idea.
Well, I'm
so
just
as
learning
of right now. You don't.
I just learned about them last summer.
Okay.
If I'm being honest,
okay.
I did have questions when I first heard about it.
And you think that that's an acceptable opinion for someone to hold if they want to run the IT of a mid-level company?
I think maybe.
Okay.
I think maybe. I don't think it really affects my work. By the way, is your internet still down?
Yeah, our internet has been down for 18 months at this point. We cannot find a good applicant. We keep running through people.
You're really drilling me here.
Yeah.
Well, how many genders do you think there are?
Well, I'm not the one doing
me
the
neither.
Test. You are the one doing
the test.
Yeah, we have someone in the next room with a close-up on your eyelid.
Did what?
Well, we have somebody close on your... That's how the Voight Kampff test works.
Okay. I remember that, actually. Jesus Christ. God. Well, this fucking economy's killing me.
Would you rather drive for Uber or one of these places where they don't care who signs up?
Hey, are you Josh?
Yeah.
Oh, great. You're my guy. I'm gonna... So you know where we're going?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What if I steal one of these waters here?
No, that's there for you.
Great. Do you keep more in your trunk? I mean, do people go through these?
Yes, we go through them
people
rapidly.
Them? Yeah?
No, you know, I think people like to differentiate between Lyft and Uber, but they're kind of both taking what was once a job where you could make a full-time.
Hey, I'm just going to think. I'm going to text some things here, so I'm not going to really be paying attention much.
Got it.
Cool.
Got it. Hey, if you're one of those like secret passengers, you do have to let me know
what's going on. Hey, I'm just trying to catch up on some memes here.
Okay, yeah, I like memes.
Great.
Just if you were or weren't a secret passenger, something I would let you know right now is that I am open to. I am open to all. Genders. I don't have a favorite race.
What?
I'm just letting you know ahead of time because Lyft and Uber are very stringent. I have fallen down the willow tree of jobs here. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
We can't start driving.
I'm trying to get.
But
to
I just
meeting.
Want to let you know that I am an ally, unless you're a Nazi.
What? What's that supposed to mean?
I'm not implying that you are, but I'm saying if you were, I wouldn't be an ally to you.
Are you one of these Antifa guys?
Huh?
You one of these Antifa guys?
I am not an Antifa guy.
Look, can we just... I'm trying to catch up on some memes here, and
yeah.
I got to get to this meeting. So.
Got it. All right. I support Antifa's right to peacefully protest.
What's going on?
We cut to an AMC movie theater.
God damn it!
Hi, Sarah. What movie would you like to see?
I'm open to them all.
Okay. Well, what time are you looking for? What time?
Today, ideally. Okay. But if there's only the wokest movie is tomorrow, I guess I'll go then. what movies do you have? What do you recommend?
Hereditary playing right now.
Mm-hmm.
That
could be problematic towards Satanists. Okay. Is that right?
It's your choice. Pick a movie. We've got
Give
Ant-Man
me hints.
And the Wasp.
What is it?
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ant-Man. I am equally tolerant of people of all sizes and strengths. If you are a little person or a person with gigantism.
How about Incredibles 2? How about
Incredibles 2? Okay, yeah, okay, I can see that.
You want to pick a seat on
one
this?
One second. Do they do their animation in the USA or do they ship it out to Korea and pay people?
I think the animation is done abroad, to be honest.
I can't watch it.
Okay.
Not that I'm against the idea of a strong female protagonist, which I've heard...
Hey, pal, I was about to close, but I could stay open a little later. What's your poison here?
Ah!
Whoa, calm down, buddy. You look like you've...
Just a drink.
A drink. Well, I got a lot of them. Beer, whiskey, wine.
Yeah, I'll take just whatever you want. Will you give me your thing?
Whatever I want.
Yep.
I'm the bartender. I am neutral. The bartender, Switzerland.
You're the bartender. I see the analogy. Well, I'll take whatever.
Whoa, calm down, sir. Hey, are you all right?
I need a drink. I need a place to pee. I need a job. I need everything.
Do you want a Red Stripe? You want a? That's a Jamaican beer.
Yes, I want a Red Stripe.
Ooh. So you have a thing for imports or?
I like imports just as much as the domestics.
Well, then why didn't you get a Budweiser or something?
Because you suggested a Red Stripe. I'm trying to be agreeable.
That was a test.
Huh?
There's a person in the other room.
No!
They're trained on your eyelids.
What the fuck?
This has all been part of the interview.
Oh my God!
This has all been part of the same interview for the job you thought you didn't get.
Did I? And?
At great cost. It cost us nearly $150,000 to organize this. Class? Unfortunately, you're not going to be getting the job.
Which part did I fail?
Bud Light. every other step of the equation, you perform perfectly. But when given the choice between a Bud Light, after you showed such solidarity to people overseas by refusing the ticket for The Incredibles,
mm-hmm.
And
hey, Mike, we got to let you go.
For what? Why?
The interview process is totally insane. It's way too
insane
long.
Insane is ableist to say, actually. We're trying not to say insane and crazy.
Are
and
you
stuff,
serious?
So you're fired.
And now here's one from Don Finelli and Laura Wilcox. This is part of our Meet Cute series,
mm-hmm.
Where we brought on real live couples to tell true stories, talk about their relationship. Great. Fernie and Deb's episode from that is another good one where they talk about they're expecting their child.
Yeah.
Deb was pregnant.
Yeah.
And they talked about all that.
And how I believe Don and Laura are expecting.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but I hope it is. Because you just dropped it. Is it true?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that public?
Yes.
I guess you know it.
Yeah.
They didn't text you directly.
No.
This was a really funny scene about how Don was nervous when he proposed, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Don was nervous when he proposed, and Laura thought he was distant.
Yes.
Anyway, this is also one where you can hear Jake and I try to make the same move at the same time, which means maybe we spend too much time together.
That could be. Yes.
I love this scene, though. I hope you enjoy it. Cool. So you're going to ask Laura to marry you. That's great.
Yeah.
She's I don't understand. You want to set up some smoke screens, you said? You
want
like-
Yeah, I want to just a lot of lying involved because she's super, she's like a border collie. You know what I mean? Like smart.
Yeah.
Or, no. Australian sheepdog. Those are the smartest dogs.
Yeah.
She's basically like that, but a human. So we need to trick the shit out of her. Okay. Smoke screens abound.
Are you sure she wouldn't just want something just romantic?
Heck like, no, man. No like, way. She needs to be tricked. I want her to feel like we're breaking up and that I'm or dying. It's like going away for a long time.
Breaking up or dying.
Yeah, something major. What do okay. you say? Like,
well, I mean, I bought you the tickets to Colombia.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So I guess. Like,
so I want to fly down there. Say I was kidnapped by the cartel.
Uh-huh.
Right. Go down there. Shoot some vids. Right. He's blood always, all over my face.
Always know? Social media aspect. With
yeah. I want it online. I want my followers to see it.
Okay.
You know? And then like she'll be freaking the fuck out. And then I would love to just be like behind her all of a sudden. You know what I mean? So like we do this like a week ahead of time. I leave for a week. Uh-huh. Right.
How are you going to justify that?
Oh, I'll just be like, I need me time.
Okay, that's not going to be good for a relationship.
Yeah, but that'll trick her.
We cut to Laura having brunch with her girlfriends in 1 month. Oh my God. So here's the ring.
Wow.
He asked. Incredible. I said yes.
Oh my gosh.
How did he do it?
It was so romantic. So he made me think that a Colombian drug cartel had kidnapped him. But first he made me think that, he was leaving me. Like he was, had been like really kind of weird and sort of like distant. And uh-huh. like, I kind of thought he was going to ghost me. So I was already feeling really fragile. And then when I was at my weakest, uh-huh. he tricked me into thinking a Colombian drug cartel had kidnapped him.
Oh my God. Teddy's oh my God. Doing that to me.
Oh my God. I told you he's so good to propose.
You think?
Yes.
You think he is?
Wait.
Well, what? I don't, that feels very specific. I think you and Teddy broke up is what happened. I'm not so sure.
No.
I don't know. Let's not.
No, it could be. I'm telling you, I think he's going to propose when a man gets distant. And then when he gets caught up in like a drug ring that you feel like he really couldn't handle.
Yes. Yes.
That's when you know he's going to ask.
Oh, I was so worried, but I'm so relieved now.
I wouldn't count
Teddy
those.
Teddy told me straight up, don't call. He said he is in big trouble.
Call. Don't count those called. Chickens before they hatch, Claire. That sounds like...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 chickens. I'm counting
we
my
cut
chickens.
To a restaurant. Teddy's sitting in the corner of the restaurant sweating. This girl walks in. His ex walks in. What are you doing? Get the fuck out of here. No, no. Please leave. I'm in trouble.
You have anything to ask me? Or?
No, I have $500,000 under this bench.
You are committed to this, aren't you?
No, please okay. leave. There are men coming right now. I'm in trouble.
I'll order a drink from the bar.
Please don't leave. We broke up. I don't love you anymore. You're in deep, deep trouble. I'm trying to save your life.
Mr. Teddy, I presume.
Yes. Hello.
Who's this woman?
Nobody. The waitress.
Nobody.
Is leaving.
Yeah, okay, I'm nobody.
Shut up.
Not the love of my life or anything.
Karen, shut up.
We cut out to a van where the FBI is listening. Oh my God.
Oh my God. He's going to propose. He's going to do
okay.
it. He's going to propose. I've always wanted to witness one of these. I've never seen one.
This is unbelievable.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Okay,
wait for it. I'm filming on my phone. Okay. Oh.
Wait for it.
Oh, we cut back to the restaurant.
Yeah. I told you I got your money.
Incredible special effects.
This is real, babe.
What? Karen, I want you to reach into his inner pocket.
Okay. Okay.
Do you feel the blood?
Yeah.
Dig where the bullet hole is.
Uh-huh.
Dig.
I got it.
Use your left hand ring finger. Dig.
So much.
Pull it out.
Will you marry me?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
We cut to another table in that restaurant. A guy and a girl are on a date. I was gonna. I feel like an idiot now.
Jerry, what? Were you gonna? Were you going to propose?
I was going to say we should get a dog.
Oh,
Yuckity yuck.
All right. This next one coming up has got two of my favorite people in it, Hillary Ann Matthews and Greg Giebel.
Another one with wild story.
Yeah.
Greg fights the Gottis, right?
That's right. Greg gets in a fight with the Gottis.
so fucking wild.
But this scene takes place from Hillary's story where she was witness to a scooter hit and run.
Yeah, and a woman couldn't figure out how to get out of the way, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And I started the scene to everyone's confusing. Everyone was, I was going to say confusement.
Yeah.
Confusion.
Yeah, that works.
I confused the hell out of people at the top of this scene.
But we all got on track.
Yeah. It's very silly.
Improv!
The train is coming. What to do? The train's coming. I'm on this side of the tracks. And I'm on this side of the tracks.
Sir, just move out off of the tracks.
Here comes the train.
Sir, move to one side.
Okay, I'll put some of my groceries on this side.
No, don't bounce it out. Just get off the tracks.
It's food. 2,000 feet away.
No, now your stuff is on either side.
Some in the middle?
No, why? No, pick it all up and move.
Oh, what does it mean?
He cut inside the train.
Oh, there's someone on the tracks.
Oh, no. Pull on the brake.
Pull on the brake. Pull on, push on the accelerator.
No, don't pull. Don't push on the accelerator. Just pull on the brake.
Pull on the brake.
No.
Push on the accelerator.
No, just pull on the brake. Don't push on the accelerator. No, just don't get your head off the accelerator, Barney. Just pull on the brake.
Push it on the brake.
No. What do you need to do?
Cut to the transit authority.
I could should I stop the train? Should I let it go? Should I put a red light on?
Just deviate the tracks. Deviate the tracks.
Or keep going straight.
No.
We cut to Pizza Rat on the tracks.
My pizza. Do I take the pizza? Do I leave the pizza?
Excuse me. Yeah. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Is this your pet? Is this your pet mouse?
Yeah, I think it might be.
I think it's a rat, actually.
Should I get
we cut to the kid, we cut to Josh late at night watching YouTube. Should I go to bed? Or should I keep looking up random things on YouTube?
Josh, come to bed.
I'm gonna keep typing in random words.
Josh, come to bed.
Should I go to bed?
It's 2 a.m. and I'm horny.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that. Coming up next, we got a scene from James Mannion and Victoria Longwell. Another great one. I was actually listening to this because you edited this one. And then when it came out, sorry, a little peek behind the curtain there. Jake edited this one and I listened to it. And I remember listening to the first like 45 minutes of it and being like, we did a clean episode.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There's like these scenes are kind of like sweet and nice.
Yeah. It's one for the whole family.
And then very quickly, no. Very quickly in the back half, it gets dirty again.
Yeah.
We're working on it, meatheads.
Yeah, we're trying. Well, I'm not, but Josh is trying.
I'm trying. This is a scene where everyone loves James.
Yes. I'm talking real shit.
Anyway, so we're talking to these two. I am maybe vaguely in love with Topher at this point. And the flight gets canceled, so we're not going to be able to leave until the next day. And
ding, ding, ding.
Topher and I had sex right there in the terminal. I, again, was like 15. And my Topher, I don't know, maybe 23. So anyway, because it was rain or whatever, you know, they consider that an act of God, so the airline won't book hotels for anyone, so you have to book them yourselves. And this girl again, the model was like maybe 16 and she was traveling alone. And this like was already a connection for her. So she is like, what a nightmare situation, like on her own. Probably, I don't know what her money situation was, but so my mom, who truly, I've been in several situations with her like this, where she is like so generous and a good person, but like maybe not always using the best judgment. She is like, I will book us a hotel room and you can stay with us. And then I don't know, maybe just because Topher was nearby, she was like, you are younger than I am, so you feel like a kid to me, and I guess you can stay with us too. To this like 23-year-old man, whom I was vaguely in love with.
It didn't seem like there was a lot of resistance.
No. But so we,
Topher was nearby, aka arm in arm with
him. I was on his lap already. I chained myself to him and said, if he's not going, I'm not going.
Hey, prof!
Well, the flight's been canceled. We'll get a room, and we've been talking to you. You seem nice.
Yeah.
Would you want to stay with us?
Would I like to stay with?
Yeah,
when your daughter and
we've been talking.
Yeah, we've been talking. Yeah, we've all kind of bonded over this unfortunate situation. But you don't really know much about me. I'm like a fully grown man. You sure you want to ask me to stay with you?
Yeah, dude, we've had nice chats.
Yeah, nice. The chat's been nice. Yeah. It's been nice.
Yeah, I've definitely had a pleasant time speaking with you guys.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You seem nice and
good.
I just think I should probably just go ahead and get my own hotel room, figure it out for myself. I think that's something that I should be capable of doing. I appreciate the offer, but
well, what about you? You're near us. Do you want a room?
We've been making eye contact.
What's that? You want to?
You're on this flight, right? It's canceled. My daughter and I are going to get a room.
Yeah.
You want to get a room? Share a room?
I was actually going to ask this gentleman.
Oh, well, good luck.
Yeah.
You and I had a drink at the bar.
We were sitting next to each other at the bar.
Yeah.
We
commented on
drinks.
LeBron James.
Yeah, the game was playing on the TV.
You said he's one of the greatest players. I thought that was a very interesting
take. That was.
Oh, that was pretty standard small talk.
Hey, do you have somebody to stay with yet? I saw you. We passed in the bathroom.
Dibs. Nope. We already got double dibs. We had a
rejection. We passed in the bathroom.
Yeah. We were both. Yeah, we were at the sink together. I said, foam for soap. Who thought? And you kind of went like, whoa. Dibs.
By the way, is that a bandana or a visor? It's cute.
I call him a dibs.
Excuse me. Hi. Would you, has anyone asked you to stay with them yet? Did you want to stay with me?
Yeah, in fact, everyone has asked me to stay with them tonight.
Oh, okay, but remember me, you saw my dog and you gave yourself a knowing smile. You gave yourself a knowing smile when
That's
you saw my
Kate
dog.
Moss.
You gave yourself a knowing smile when you saw my dog.
I saw a dog and I smiled to myself like that's a cute dog.
That wide-eyed model's gonna get him.
So did you want to stay with me? Did you want to share a room with
me? Did I want to share a room with you?
Yes. And Kate my dog. Moss? The dog will be there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The
dog. Excuse me. Okay. Excuse me.
I'm sorry, Kate. Yes,
hey,
you?
I'm sorry. Who am I? Wow, you couldn't tell by the clothes. I'm the pilot.
Oh, okay.
I have a very nice room at the Sheridan. I don't know. We caught eyes as we met eyes as you were entering the plane. You recall?
Yeah.
Thank you for flying.
As a matter of fact, you know, we met eyes as I was entering the plane and deboarding the plane.
Yes.
And I was making eyes with you because I was actually kind of pissed off that the flight didn't take off.
Let's talk it out. Come on.
Derek,
talk it out.
I'm your co-pilot. We have a room together. What are you doing?
Get lost, Derek.
You get lost.
Hey, okay.
There's a lot of people looking to adopt around here.
I'm the one who put a goose in the engine, okay? If anybody's staying with this boy, it's me.
Okay, I'm just gonna grab this intercom. I'm sorry, move over.
Oh,
move over, flight attendant. Okay, I'd like to make an announcement to all the passengers on flight 325 from Toronto to London. I am fully capable of finding my own room. I appreciate all the offers. I don't know what it is about me that makes you all.
We're going to need security. Someone's trying to commandeer the plane.
No. I'm not commandeering the plane.
There he is right here. Yes, sir. Oh.
Look, I was just trying to tell everybody that I don't want to stay in a room with them.
Yeah, okay, typical story. You're coming with us, sir.
Yeah, you're coming with us.
Okay,
back
fine.
Back to our house where we'll stay tonight.
Back to your house?
Yeah.
We all live together.
You all live together?
All security guards do.
Okay, well, you know what? Fine. I guess there's nothing I can do, right? You've got a taser to my neck. You've got my arms wrapped behind my back. Fine. Take me to your house. I guess I what am I going to do? Try to steal your gun and get out of this situation?
Whoa.
I'm not going to do that because I'm not insane.
You don't have to steal it. You can borrow it.
Borrow it?
Yeah, we can shoot out in her back porch. You knock over cans.
Why is everybody being so nice to me? I'm taking this goddamn visor and bandana off. This is all giving nothing but trouble. Wait, for
which
me.
Which was it?
It was both.
It's both. It's a visor with cloths sewn to it that billows in the back and you tie it.
I'd love to talk about that over a couple beers.
Me too, for sure.
We cut to just a chain of taxis going to one house. Well, here it is. You can stay in the master bedroom if you like.
Really, the master bedroom.
Yep.
Hello, me, Kate Moss again.
Kate. I actually was sort of interested in staying in a room with you, but I got interrupted by the pilot.
Yes, it was the pilot.
Well, I'm glad you made it here too.
Yes, no, I was in the fifth taxi back. I'd love to share the master bedroom with you.
Hey, Kate.
Yep.
Dip it for a second. We're trying to talk to this guy. What was your name again?
Topher, but listen, it's Christopher, but I go by Topher.
Sure.
Yeah. Great.
Yep. Who called the what?
Lord.
I'm sorry. This house has been condemned. We got reports that there were squatters living in this house. You're all going to have to find another place to stay. Except you.
Except for me.
Except you. Well,
you don't
covered.
Even know who I am. You just rolled up here. Why me? What is it about me? Why am I singled out?
It just seems like I can tell when there's a cool guy. He's surrounded by Kate Moss and an airline pilot and guys with guns. Like, you seem pretty cool. So
I can stay here. This is my house now.
You could stay here. You got to let me stay in the basement. Otherwise, we're good to go. You need a roommate. It'll be me. You're happy to stay in the house. Everybody else, move it along.
I do pay rent here.
Huh?
I pay rent here?
Do you?
Who called?
Who called?
Who called to report squatters?
Yes, who called? We truly just arrived.
Dennis called.
Dennis.
He's the bathroom guy. He's the guy I passed in the bathroom. He's probably trying to get rid of all you guys so that he can come back later and it'll just be me. And get some-
This way. Come with me.
Dennis, all right. What a bad move.
What?
You want to invite him to the sewer? He has a room he could stay in.
He truly could stay with me. Kate Moss, supermodel.
All right, Kate, you know what? You're starting to be a little bit pushy.
Oh my. Please stay with me. Please. My dog, remember? You saw it.
Yeah.
Gave yourself a knowing smile.
I liked your dog. All right, everyone, I've made my decision, and I hope that you will all respect it.
Here, do it with the rose.
Fingers crossed.
Please. We pan out. We see just the entire place somehow crowded around this house. Families.
Now, once I give this rose out, me and that person will be walking onto this jet that's parked outside this house and flying away. And you'll never see me again. And I hope that you'll respect my privacy.
Okay, who is it?
Okay.
Fido.
What?
Get over here.
No, my dog alone was not on the table.
When I saw you at that airport, Fido. I gave myself Fido. A knowing smile because I knew that this was not the last time I was going to see you. I would like you to get on this plane with me and fly away.
Oh my God, Fido, he's never left my side. He's licking you. He's peeing on you.
He's marking his territory, folks. So, I'm sorry, but I belong to Fido now, and and that's the final.
We see them walking on board the plane. The dog puts on a captain's hat.
It's icy.
It's just taking out houses.
Coming up next, we got a scene from two of my oldest friends in improv, which makes them sound old, but I mean, like, guys that have been around the circuit for a while. Teachers at the school, writing partners at times. They've done all sorts of stuff together. Ben Seaman and Mike Leffingwell. God, they are so funny together.
This episode is a... this whole episode, front to back, is amazing.
I agree. This is a scene about family making you spy on family, inspired by Mike's story.
That's right.
It's wild and has one of my favorite single lines of any that I've ever heard.
Yeah, see if you can guess what it is and then just tweet at Josh the line.
Yeah, there is some... I'll say it has this in it. It has the word sweet in it. That should help you out.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Thanks for flying in for the family reunion, by the way.
Of course.
Very cool of you to come all the way across the country.
I miss everybody. I wanted to be here.
So, as usual, we got a little uncle drama. I think Uncle Andy maybe isn't eating as healthy as he should be, considering the new diagnosis of diabetes. So he's kind of going to town in the pretzels and the fruit out there. So just keep an eye on him, okay? Did you do me a favor for the family reunion? Just keep an eye on him.
I mean, I can.
I'd love it.
I'll definitely want to help out, but is there a reason why you can't do that? Are you doing that too? Or,
well, Andy's a little sensitive about me as brother, you know, keeping tabs. So it's better to have a proxy.
Okay.
Did Ben agree to it? Honey, did Ben agree to keep an
eye? Yeah, I think he just did. Right, okay. Ben?
I'm going to tape this wire.
Sure. We what? Just
tape this wire. Put this recorder in your back pocket.
Don't ever reveal the wire.
Thank you for doing this.
I don't understand what
you just want to monitor
going on. Can I just tell you if he's eating pretzels or not? Like, why do you need to catch it on tape?
It has to be very casual the way you bring it up. If he suspects at all that Uncle Charles, me, is keeping tabs on him, he's going to lose his shit and this whole family reunion will crumble to the ground. So
is this something where when you confront him about it, he denies it and you need to capture proof?
I suspect
somehow?
He does deny it. Yes.
We just want to suspect. So this is just prelim, like a
if it comes to a he said she said thing, we're not going to be able to sort of, well, that won't hold up at
a recorded
meeting, but
proof.
We need evidence.
Okay. I mean, it just seems awfully
advanced for something so small.
It's a little. It's not a big deal. It's just enjoy yourself. Have a good time.
And don't hit the mic on your chest or the guys in the van will go crazy.
Oh. A van?
Yeah, it really annoys them.
Oh my God, there's a van in the front of the house.
It says Mike's Flowers. But that is indeed our wiretapping van.
Jesus Christ. What? This is also, much bigger than I thought.
Watch it on the Jesus Christ stuff, okay? This is a good Catholic man in that van.
Can I hear them? Like, are they going to... Do I have an earpiece or they just are monitoring me?
A little bit of both. But yeah, they'll speak to you when they feel it necessary.
Here's your earpiece.
Oh, it's a big one. So you're going to have to pretend you had an accident where you don't hear as well now.
What?
Can you hear me, son? Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Peace be with you.
Okay. So up a backstory. Like you were standing next to a cannon at the circus or something. And it got in your right ear. And you're going to have to pretend to be deaf for the rest of your life is the other thing.
So I'm going to say this is a hearing aid?
Yes.
And this is
too big to hide.
This is just because my uncle is eating too many pretzels and fruit.
Yes.
Which frames do you like on these video glasses?
What? Those? Look at how Brown thick one. Those are.
Yes,
those we're look gonna, like they're out gonna of the 80s or something.
There you go. Okay,
we're gonna have to rewrite history about your LASIK surgery. One of the lasers went haywire, and you got to wear these now at every family gathering.
Why do you need to record this on video? The sound isn't enough.
We gotta lock this down, Ben. I don't know how much more clear I can be.
Could you please not yell right into his chest? Piercingly loud for us here in the van.
Sorry, Father.
I feel like I could just talk to him and ask him to eat less pretzels, but okay.
Yeah, he'll tear your ass from here till Tuesday if you do something like that. But
okay, and here's the trench coat with the fake arm. It's gonna. We need a sample of the food he's eating.
A fake arm? Can I just take it with my own arm? This is like a robot hand.
Yes, we're going to need... The robot hand's going to be able to tell us on the spot what the sugar makeup is of the food. He's going to say it's low... What kind of technology is this?
Ben, hey.
I mean, I'll do this
sport about this.
I'm going to have to pin one of my arms behind my back and have this robot arm out.
Some people would think it's pretty cool that their uncle gave him a robot arm for a day.
I mean, it is cool. Did you make this or did you rent it? Or
I rented it.
Okay. That makes more sense, but
it's the spy company.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
McGillicuddy's spy company.
Right. Since 1972.
Well, that's
get I mean, out there.
That's okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. One more thing. This woman's gonna pretend to be your wife.
Hello. But I already have a wife.
Yeah.
We put her in witness protection. What?
Carol, where is she?
Witness protection.
She was at home with the less you know, the better.
This is about she's pretzels. Fruit.
It's about a family emergency is what it's about.
When do I get my wife back?
I don't... Let's not get into the details there. That might not be an option. But this will serve as a nice distraction from the robot arm, the trench coat, the thing. You'll have something to talk about. Your new wife.
What's the benefit of her being here?
I am pregnant. What?
Yeah. Am I supposed to pretend it's my baby?
Yes. It actually is your baby.
Wait, what? How could that be possible?
We've been planning this for months, we have.
If we're going to sell this, you're going to have to become a dad.
We extracted some semen from you while you were sleeping. Several months ago.
I thought that was a dream.
You're in this. you're in this. You woke up during that? The robotic arm was supposed to do it very softly.
Was it this same arm?
By the way, there's a lot of sugar in your semen, just so you know.
I don't even know what that means.
We didn't either. But you also might one day have to watch out for type 2 diabetes.
We cut to him with the uncle.
Hey, Ben, you gonna keep jerking off those pretzels?
I'm just feeling them with my normal arm. sorry, Uncle. It's just hey, what have you been eating?
I mean, they've got me on the fruits and pretzels because of the diabetes, but occasionally I'll sneak a See's candy, a little caramel.
Can you show it to me? What am I supposed to do?
Act confident for crying out loud, boy.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Can you show me the candy and put it into my hand?
Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
Now you've got to return a fake candy to him.
Wait, what?
That's right. So that he doesn't get suspicious, boyo.
But I don't have one.
Improvise. Your wife's life depends on it.
Wait, what? Hey, Uncle, look out the window there. Look at that.
Okay.
Look at those hedges and
oh my god,
looking right at the van.
Mike's flowers.
Oh, Lordy.
I mean, look at me. I mean,
Jesus, protect us. Abort! Abort! Don't say that word.
The sign falls off. It says Father McGillicuddy Spy Services.
What was that? I don't think that was a real flower company.
Here's your candy back. It looks a little different because it melted in my hand, and now it looks like a rock with a saran wrap around it.
Oh, that's okay.
But I won't need it.
Okay,
just hold on to it and don't ask any questions.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to. Something fishy's going on here. I'm gonna need you to wear a wire.
What?
I'm not sure what's going on, but I think between you and me, we'll get to the bottom of this. Okay, that flower van took off very suspiciously. It said spy equipment on it, but I trust you. You seem like a good egg. So,
Uncle, is there any reason why you feel like your brother would...
What did he say? What did my brother say?
He didn't. What do I do? No, they're gone.
Who are you talking to?
No one. I just hurt my ear.
Now is not a time to be jerking off.
I can't control it. It's not me.
Sweet semen starts flying everywhere.
Well, okay.
And here's another one from Heather Higginbotham and Anna Salinas. You might have just heard them in our holiday episode.
Yeah.
Two of our favorites. They performed together under the name John Baxter.
Mm-hmm.
Just great guests, great people. This is a scene called Butt Button. I'm talking real shit.
And the next morning, we did this thing at camp where the camp like supervisor, who was a woman, would be like, "Okay, girls," and they all had Southern accents. "Okay, girls, everybody stand up. Everybody who fast danced with the boy last night, stay standing. Everybody else, sit down."
Whoa.
And the winner of this, you had to be the last one standing. They asked all these questions. The winner got a Hershey's chocolate bar. And they were like, okay, everybody who slow danced with the boy, keep standing. What? Everyone else, sit down. Everyone who got the address of a boy, keep standing. Everyone else, sit down. And then this is the moment everyone was waiting for. And I was still standing by this point.
Hell yeah.
Because I got his address.
Hell yeah.
Everybody who kissed a boy, stay standing. Everybody else, sit down. And I had to sit down at that point. I had not kissed Carrot Ral.
Hey, bro! I'm getting a candy bar this year.
Megan.
I'm getting that candy bar. I don't care if I have to. I don't care.
Okay, fine. You're getting the candy bar. Can you please just finish braiding my hair?
Yeah. What are you planning on doing with a boy this camp?
I don't really... Excuse me. Excuse me. Huh? Hi.
Did I hear someone say they think they're getting the candy bar?
Yeah.
Because I'm fixing to get that fucking candy bar. As God is my witness.
Okay, Julia.
I will get candy again.
We get it. Last year, you got the candy bar for tongue kissing a boy, and everyone cheered for you at dinner.
Slurp, slurp.
Oh. I'll see your slurp, slurp. I'm getting that candy bar.
Megan.
What?
It your doesn't, dad is a pastor. What would he think?
I don't know. He would appreciate my go get him spirit. It's not even I'm not even really attracted to boys, but I'll do whatever I have to get a candy
bar. You're not attracted to boys?
Not really. I don't know. I haven't, you know, explored my sexuality and discovered where I fall on the spectrum. But
if you want a candy bar, I'll buy one for you at the canteen.
I don't want your pity candy bar. I want one that I worked for.
Okay, whatever.
Oh. Hello, girls. Are we talking about the candy bar?
Hi, Maribel.
Hello. Well, it's funny you're talking about the candy bar, because I don't know why you'd spend time talking about something that will be mine for certain.
I don't know, Maribel.
For certain. Only one of us got a diagram from our older sister about ass play.
What? What?
Did you know that boys have a secret button inside their buttholes? And if you press on it, it'll make them ejaculate instantly?
Gross.
I definitely knew that.
What's ejaculate even?
Maybe you'll find out with your starburst or whatever you get, whatever the idiots get.
We don't even get candy if we don't kiss boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm just so locked in on getting the candy.
As the reigning champion of kissing boys, I definitely knew that butthole stuff.
Oh, did you? Why don't you describe it to me?
Yeah, describe it. We don't know about it.
Well, you...
You're sweating.
It's hot.
Juliet.
No, it's what you said. You put your finger in their butthole.
Oh, gross.
And then you push a button and they pee themselves.
Is that how it works?
I hesitate to show you my diagram that I wrote from my sister's description.
Wait, you wrote the diagram? I thought she gave you the diagram.
What do you think? I was going to be cut dead with this in my suitcase? Get bunk check. I wanted this. Here it is.
Oh, God. girls, what are you doing?
Nothing. Not braiding hair.
We have dinner in 10 minutes, and I expect you all to be on time.
Yes, counselor.
Yes, counselor. Yes. We will be on time.
Be on time.
Praise be.
Praise be.
Blessed is the fruit.
Good. Now, I don't want you getting any ideas. I know that y'all have a dance with the boys' camp this evening. So if you have any questions for me, I am an adult woman.
Miss Matilda, do you have chocolate all over your face?
What are you talking about? No, I mean, just a bit, I suppose.
That wasn't the candy bar, was it?
I mean, I could find another one.
The counselors don't have their own candy bar, do they?
Yeah, we got our own candy bar.
You want the candy?
Yeah, I'm gonna be straight with you girls. We had a pre-dance last night for the counselors. I feel like my whole life is a lie. Well, let me tell you one thing. I was not a lie last night. I was pushing all the boys' buttons in their butts.
It's a button.
That's what it took to get the candy.
Yep, and they were peeing for days. Anyway,
oh my God.
Dinner in 10.
See you there.
Oh, God.
She didn't even care that we all vomited all over ourselves.
She didn't say anything about it.
Yes. Cut to the boys' camp. Hey, boys. Knock, knock. Hey, I think maybe dance is canceled.
What?
No. I don't want to alarm any of you.
Yeah.
But
we
did have
pants?
A secret counselor dance last night. Okay, I'm sorry.
Why do you smell like piss?
God dang it. I needed to get that. Told my mom, pack two pairs of shorts for being counselor. You can't just have one.
You only swimsuit have one pair of shorts?
Well, my swimsuit's dirty, and I can't wear that all day, so I have one pair of shorts.
She's counselor Ross. That's gross.
Beside the point.
Ross, you can't cancel the dance. We're looking to dance.
Ross, did you pee yourself?
No, I didn't quite do it to myself. Listen, the girls have intel that's going to alarm all of us.
What?
You know how...
Do they know about sports? Do they know?
No. We don't let them do that at camp.
Nice.
Yeah, we wouldn't dream of it. No, of course not. No, they got intel on our bodies and how they work.
Whoa.
Now, you know how we were going to give away a couple of Reese's?
Yeah, of course.
The Reese's.
To the guy who goes the furthest with a girl.
Yeah, and last year it went to Daryl, who brushed the back of his hand against a boob.
Freaking Daryl was awesome. Freaking Daryl.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
also wash this hand for a month.
You know, weird.
Did you washed it?
Not for a month.
I can't believe it. It's like you're so unworthy. Whatever.
Oh, shut up. You didn't get anywhere close to him.
We're not going to the dance, okay?
What?
Why?
Yeah, we've been thinking about this dance for all week.
I know. What? I've been excited for you, but let me just tell you what happened last night.
What?
I was going in nice and easy for
what?
A Lone Star song.
Oh.
Every little thing that you do, you know?
Yeah.
I'm so in love with you.
Yeah.
Slow dance.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I feel a hand going down my butt crack.
What?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I shouldn't be telling you guys this. You're
just
only 9.
Spit it out already. What's happening?
Well, I could say... Know what's happening. I had a middle finger two knuckles deep.
Yeah, no, where?
And I peed so hard.
No, she pressed the button.
You know about the button?
You know about the button?
Oh, what button? What?
Yeah, my brother told me about the button, and I drew this circle graph using...
What the hell is it helpful for? A circle graph? A pie chart?
A Venn diagram? No, it's a pie chart.
Oh.
See, this is... a percentage of how much it feels good when they press the button, and this little sliver is outliers.
So that's the pee part?
Yes.
What is the button, though?
I think that pie graph is wrong.
What is this button?
It's a button that when girls press it makes you pee.
Where is the button?
In your butt.
And a girl has to do it?
Yeah. But I reckon... who knows? Daryl.
Jesus Christ.
Stop.
Is that the same? Is that the boob? That better not be the boob hand.
That is the boob
you're
hand.
You're sullying the
so
boob
unworthy.
Hand.
You're worthy.
Did you get it?
Oh.
Don't tell anyone.
Here's the Reese's.
Wait, what the
hell? I don't think anyone's doing that.
Well, okay.
No, come on, boys. I can't.
I didn't even know this was here.
I can't watch this. I can't watch this.
Wait, is it? Do they call it a button because it's in your butt?
I don't think so. I don't think it's called a button.
We cut to the camp office. Ross, you know why you're here.
Should I get some more shorts?
No. We walked in on a very strange, inappropriate scene. Me and the other camp presidents.
Yes. I don't know the exact protocol for getting boys' fingers out of their assholes. Well, but I can say I did what I thought I had to do, which was keep a fair distance and swat at the elbows.
Look, we're just concerned about whether or not this
will... We got back to the swatting elbows.
Go ahead. Guys, come on. I'm not getting close.
My elbows are strong. They're strong.
It hurts and it feels good.
Get out of there.
Ow. No, it's wiggling.
Cut back. I wasn't participating. I was trying to stop it.
Well, from our point of view, it looked like you were participating. Now, we like you, Ross. You've been a great counselor for 6 years here at Camp Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to let you go.
Please don't. I need you to say something about this.
What the hell is that?
It's a pie chart.
No, but this doesn't add up. Are you telling me that men and boys have a, on this little sliver here and that percentage, a button in their butt that makes them, and this majority and this minority of percentages, pee forever?
All I can say is that it happened to me.
We see her take it and crumple it and throw it in the trash can. Everybody goes home and the janitor is emptying the trash and he sees it, reads it, puts it in his back pocket, takes it home, it leaves camp. He's at home. His wife finds it on the floor. She picks up trash. She scans it, forwards it to some of her friends on email.
In the email, it says that if you don't forward this to at least 10 people, you'll have bad luck forever in bed.
You've got mail.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Dear God, do you see this? Pence, get in here. Do you see this?
What?
Do you see this pie chart? Do you know what I'm looking at? It's huge. What we're looking at is huge.
This is huge. This is a big breakthrough. Big breakthrough.
Have you ever tried what we're looking at in this pie chart?
I'm doing this right here, right now.
Yeah, Pence. I'm doing it too.
Okay, internet's fixed. Sorry, I know I was quiet. I don't know if I should be watching this. I promise my lips are sealed.
You stay in here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got you set up with broadband now. No need for dial up.
You try it.
Try.
We gotta know if it works.
You didn't get the, I'll forward you the
it's
email.
It's awesome. Just try it.
Yes, Mr. President.
Hi. By God, it's true.
Cut to 60 minutes. I was just fixing the president's internet.
Can you tell us what happened after you fixed his internet?
He saw me there. He perched himself up on the Oval Office desk. You know, like Stormy said. And... apparently he likes to perch. And he said I needed to try
the result of the pie chart. The pie chart's now in 60 minutes.
We zoom out to a couple of dudes with their hands down their pants watching it on television. That's why I like him. He's like me.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Push my button.
All right. It's all just right. A button. It's not sexy.
Now, what in the hell is going on here?
What?
I went out for 2 minutes and I come back to find my brother and my other brother pressing buttons in their butts.
You didn't see it. Trump did it.
Trump did it.
Trump did
it's
it.
It's good enough for a president. It's good enough for us.
I want to know. Excuse me. You left me in the car. I'm sorry, Timothy. Come here.
Take a look at that pie chart, Timmy.
We cut to like a helicopter's footage over the South, like LA on the 4th of July. We just see little geysers go.
USA!
Well, that's it. That's the best of 2018 Slabtacular.
Part two. If you listen to this one first, go back to part one.
Yeah, if you listen to this out of order, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. And if this is your introduction into the meat, go back and listen to all 140 episodes.
Jeez Louise, what are you doing? We hope you enjoyed it. Yep. As much as we've enjoyed making this little project of ours.
Thanks for listening.
If you want us to come to you, we've got to find a way to top train tour, Euro tour. I don't know what's next.
Yeah.
Boat?
Cruise?
Yeah. So anyways, if you get a meat cruise for us, that would be a huge demotion, actually. I would not handle the cruise well. Anyway, we're looking to travel. We're looking to do festivals this year. We'll come. We'll do a live recording. We'll have guests on from your city. We'll do workshops. TheMeatImprov@gmail.com is where you can get a hold of us for that. Or any of our individual stuff, right?
Yeah.
You're at Wake Up With Jacob on Twitter.
Yeah, check me out at Wake Up With Jacob.
I'm at Mr. Josh Simpson on Twitter.
Yeah.
We appreciate you listening. We did mention that we were going to talk about the stories. We're going to try to select our favorite stories, but that would be like a 8-hour episode if we try to do that. So just go back and listen through some of them.
This has been a great year. Check them out.
Great. Well, thank you so much for listening, dear meathead.
We'll see you in 2019.
On
the meat.
Improv.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.